Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she did? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she did? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I. I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain.
Welcome to the Art of Seduction, warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat, sultry, seductive, and scintillating, ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I am Pam Ray. With me tonight is my co-host, Naomi Sarah. Naomi and I are poets on a website called All Poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. You don't have to belong to a group or the website to call in, to share, to listen, and enjoy, but it is highly recommended. Now, tonight is our sensual poetry night. If you find that this night is not your cup of tea, then please check out our other shows. We have 1 to 2 shows per night on a variety of styles of topics and poetry, something to suit everyone's taste. Also, make sure when you get a chance to check out the poetry anthologies put out by Late Night Poets on Amazon, because when you purchase those, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these radio shows. And hello, Naomi. How's it going?
Oh, great, great. Good to be with you, Pam. You have a great show,
yes,
great poems. I read over them. Wow. Can't wait to start.
Oh, I know. We got some good stuff inspired by the prompts. I know that song isn't like a real sensual song, but it was what triggered the idea for the contest, because I was listening to it the other day while getting some housework done. And I thought, touch me. That would make a good theme for a contest. And so I thought, you know what? And instead of looking for a different intro song, I think I'll stick with that one because honestly, I'm a big The Doors fan, Jim Morrison fan. Love the music, you know. And, you know, there's just something kind of almost, it's very romantic, that song. And it has a nice jazzy beat to it.
I agree. Yeah, great choice. And it is sensual in a way, you know, it depends.
It is.
The jazzy sound, like you said there, and, you know, just, ooh, touch me. Play
yes.
my saxophone.
Yes. yes. There, yes, absolutely. Yes. I think it's kind of a bit of sadness to it, too, but it works. It really does. I think that's the thing, though, with the music from The Doors and the lyrics written by Jim Morrison. Is there's so many oftentimes layers of different emotions.
Mm-hmm.
So far,
inspiration from anywhere. So yeah, that's a great example, you know, listening to music and just going with a simple two words, touch me, and it created a great, great contest. And I have to say those props were so hot and steamy. Wow. And amazing. All in black and white, too. Photography. They're just so such a cool contest, Pam.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And, you know, I did want to have something because I like to have kind of a consistency when I do contests, whenever possible, either a theme or because this one, as you said, was really simple, two words, touch me, I needed to find the consistency somewhere else. And so I decided that all the prompts were going to be of couples. There was going to be none that had just a single person in it. And they were all going to be black and white photography because I love black and white photography. You know, it says so much and leaves up to the imagination.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Absolutely. Well, let's see.
I'll let you go.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and bring on a guest. So I'd like to welcome, I believe it's Tom to the show. So welcome, Tom. Glad you could join us. Oh, we're having trouble understanding. You might have to adjust your headset or something.
Is that better?
Yes, I believe that's better. I heard him, I think.
Yeah.
How you doing, Tom?
I'm good. I'll be on briefly because I got to get up and run around tomorrow. But my poem, birthday card, was written for my wife, and I promised myself I'd read it.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, we will get to that as soon as we can, but we do have an intro poem to start with, and then we will get to your lovely read for your beautiful wife. And Naomi, why don't we go ahead and go on? What do you got to do first?
Yeah, so we have your intro poem. I put the link up. And an awesome poem, and I think we have a SoundCloud for that one.
Yes, we do. In fact, this was a classic poem that I happened to find called The Touch, and it was written by Renee Vivian. I asked Frank, Poetic Picasso, if he would do a recording of it for us, and he was nice enough to do that. And so we will go ahead, start with this classic intro poem, and then move on to Tom's right after we've commented on this. So here we go.
This is a poem written by Renee Vivian, called The Touch. The trees have kept some lingering sun in their branches, veiled like a woman evoking another time. The twilight passes weeping, my fingers climb, trembling, provocative, the line of your hunches. My ingenuous fingers wait when they have found the petal flash beneath the robe they part. How curious, complex, the touch, the subtle art, as a dream of fragrance, the miracle of sound. I follow slowly the graceful contours of your hips, the curves of your shoulders, your neck, your unappeased breast, and your white voluptuousness my desire rests, swooning, refusing itself, the kisses of your lips. In the poem.
Wonderful read there, Frank. Thank you very much for making that recording for us. Tom, by any chance, do you have the show on, or is your wife on another phone, like right next to you?
She's in the other room.
Okay, because I'm getting so much feedback when you're off mute. And sometimes that happens if somebody has the show on and they're too close to the person on the phone, or the two people on the phone, like two different phones, and they're sitting close together, it can cause feedback. So just letting you know that. All right. So I will go ahead and start with commenting. Now, of course, I had to check to see if there was a classic poem, you know, that had the word touch in it, in the title. And, of course, there was. And this one was so beautifully sensual. Like, it just really struck me that it was perfect to start the show with, and would like to have a recording for it. So I was very thankful that Frank said yes and made a recording of it. This was actually, it was a woman who wrote this, and so I could have just had me or Naomi read it, but I thought it would sound really good in Frank's voice. And there's such a wonderful sense of intimacy in this. Especially like a communication between the fingers and the body. My ingenious fingers wait when they have found the petal flesh beneath the robe they part. How curious, complex the touch, the subtle art, and the dream of fragrance, the miracle of sound. Such beautiful lines. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm astounded that, you know, such a sensual poem came from a woman, in the 1800s there. I imagine it's a woman, Renee Vivian. I see that she wrote it in French, so I'm gonna, you know, after the show, I'm gonna look her up and read this in French, because I bet it's really amazing in French. And just such such a great piece to start out the show. Oh my gracious, the curve of your shoulders, your neck, your unappeased breasts, and your white voluptuousness, my desire rests, swooning, refusing itself the kisses of your lips. Wow, you know, just the language all through, just so sultry and so seductive and so sensual. Like, I mean, this is everything the show is. So beautiful, beautiful find there, Pam. Bravo.
Absolutely. And didn't Frank do a wonderful read of it?
Yeah, his voice, I mean, it's amazing, you know. He really did. He outdid himself for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, why don't we go ahead and get Tom's poem up so he can read that for his missus?
Yes, right away. Getting there. I'm going to put Tom's piece in. There it is. So, Tom, whenever you're ready, my dear.
Okay. This is called Birthday Card by Thomas B. You know, I still tingle when you touch a bird set free. The wings beat in a rush. The heart I know you can't see, but I am always sure you feel me. It was so long ago, but even after a river of time's flow, I still feel a glow just remembering the first time when we were on the boardwalk, full of talk and hanging loose. You reached out and hooked pinkies. We swung our arms. It felt like we touched stars. Laughter came, and then we two children who gave up trying to pretend they were hip, just digging it. Yeah, you set me free. When you became part of the air I breathe, the way you moved to become all of me, touching from the inside out, so there is never a doubt what we are about. Makes me want to shout, but instead I whisper, I love you, close to your ear. Let you know I love you more every year, and that it takes all 365 to capture how alive I've become since the first time I held you. Happy birthday, Ms. Wonderful. And
That is so beautiful, so sweet, and so heartfelt. And a happy belated birthday to your missus. I hope you both had a wonderful day together. And Naomi, your thoughts on this poem, or not classified, your thoughts on Tom's poem.
Oh, yeah, my gracious. Oh, I want a man like this. You know, the way you said, yeah, you set me free when you became part of the air I breathe, the way you moved to become all of me, touching from the inside out so there is never a doubt what we are about, you know, makes me want to shout. And then just the way that you say it's, you know, it's not all about your feelings, it's about how her, you know, the way you feel, the way you are, it's about the way she makes you feel. And you know, that's so wonderful. I have, you know, it takes all 365 to capture how alive I've become since the first time I held you. So, you know, this is a beautiful, beautiful, one of the most beautiful letters I ever saw, you know, a man to his wife. So, wow, bravo, Tom. She's one lucky woman.
Yeah, absolutely. Great comment there, Naomi. Yeah, I really like how romantic this is, but it's a romance that, you know, isn't just that brief flickering, you know, of a flame, but rather one that lasts a lifetime, to where it's a emotional connection as well as the physical. And I definitely think that you will need to make sure to print this out and frame it for her. I love the romantic idea of, you know, the walking down the boardwalk and those hooked pinkies, because sometimes all it takes is the simplest touch to realize that you feel a spark with somebody. And I like the humor in the, and then we skipped two children who gave up trying to pretend they were hip, just digging it. And the part at the end where it says, but instead I whisper I love you to your ear, let you know I love you more every year. You know, this has a wonderful lyrical quality to it, which fits really well with the title, Birthday Card. So just a great heartfelt write and very well done, Tom. Would you like to say anything about your write?
Well, you know, her birthday was September 19th. Wrote this a little bit before. We went out to a winery and had a great day. They had a guy playing guitar there, just made it perfect that day. One of those just really sweet albums, you know. And then she got this and a picture I had found at a art show for her birthday present. And we've been married long enough. There's not much we can do each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What struck me was kind of nice is she shared the poem with a friend who had lost her partner not so long ago, and it reduced her to tears. So I was like, I think I hit all the right notes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And,
well,
and,
wonderful reading, Tom. I'm glad you were inspired, and I'm glad you called in.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad I had the chance. I always try to make sure that I can stay for at least till about 12 o'clock, but not tonight. I really got to run. It's just, life is getting crazy. You know how it comes in rushes?
Oh, I get that, for sure. All right, Naomi, what do we got next?
We will have one up for you to read. Pam by Ruby, and it's up now.
All right. Her Need for Touch by Ruby 2446, and it goes like this. Waking up alone, her body getting ready to welcome him home. Already little anticipatory tangles thrill. Deep inside where she knows all day the need for his touch will ramp up minute by minute until it will almost be a physical pain, awaiting his magic touches to be her analgesic. She lies there thinking how they will be when together in a few hours she denies herself a little self-indulgent morning treat, keeping her hands by her side, laters together, silk scarves, feathers, brushes, fingers, hands, and lips. The tools that thrill set her heart aflutter, release endorphins, make her high, make her sigh and moan, press her buttons, turn her on. Her tall, strong, athletic lover uses these with skill unrivaled to satisfy his lady's voracious appetite for touch, getting his own high from her reaction. In her boudoir, finest silk scarves, erotic patterns, feathers of exotic colors, brushes soft and not so, all to satisfy her need to feel sensations from different textures, all feeding her deep-seated need for tactile loving. He willingly starts with a silk scarf, barely wafting it over naked limbs, igniting an ember of desire. For touch, it only tips the edge of need, but it feels delicious. She urges him to move on with sassy whispers, whipping up his own desires. His heartbeat quickens. In his artistic hands, feathers draw lines from soul to neck, stopping off to tease each well-mapped sensitive zone with tantalizing motion, setting her body alight. She clenches and releases muscles to increase the effect of his touch, squirming with delight, her body shimmying, sexy little giggles, parted luscious lips, his reward. Soft brushes swept across her skin, body arching, then splayed, begging for more. He swaps for a harder bristle, runs it over her body in rhythmic strokes, applying a little extra pressure on those ultra-sensitive spots, encouraged by her now raspy breathlessness. Her dilated pupils, her soft yet wanton moans, her obvious pleasures, his body trembles. It may be different. She is unusual in her needs, but he loves her for her certainty. As snow, he is to pleasure her. He knows without this, he could have been fumbling with ineffective foreplay, trying to guess how to turn her on through trial and often sadly error. This is a perfect duet performance, his ministrations eliciting visible delight. Her body quivers, breathless with pleasure, playing havoc with his restraint, his self-control, revving his libido into overdrive. All the attention to her body by her lover, with scarves, feathers, brushes, merely her entrees whetting her appetite for him, salving somewhat her craving for touch. Then she seductively invites his hands, fingers, and lips to the party, molding, teasing, kissing, tweaking. He melts the final bits of her, turning her into a pool of hot, molten desire and his irresistible temptation. Deep, delicious kisses, both hearts pumping hard, her beat vibrating in her chest. He dips his mouth without kissing, his lips just rest on the spot where her beat is palpable, both lightheaded at this touch, this intimacy, their breaths short and synchronized. This is where having her need for touch being stated brings her where she yearns and craves to be. It is the perfect foreplay to have her and her lover ready to give and receive, to sip and to be sipped. Later, both stated they fall asleep, wrapped tightly, entwined around each other, as much body-to-body contact as possible, always craving touch, this lady, his lover, and poem. And what a stunning sensual rite. And oh, it looks like Tom had to go. Okay. All right. And Naomi, your thoughts.
Yeah, well, I just, you know, I read this earlier and I just, wow, you know, it touches on everything. But, you know, to achieve this, you have to have great communication. And, you know, that shines through in this poem here, great communication between the two partners and great, you know, a great respect and a great knowledge of each other and each other's needs. And, you know, that's what struck me here in this poem. You know, of course it is sensual. It is so well written. Like you're just in that moment, you know, like a voyeur there. You just vibrate along with the love making and everything that's going on, that she wrote so in such beautiful lines. But you know, it makes you realize that if you want to have this kind of connection, it takes a deep, you know, a deep deep knowledge of one another, a deep connection between two partners. And, you know, that shone through. But, you know, amazing, amazing sensual right here, and an amazing way to start off the show. So thank you so much, Ruby 2446, for this, you know, brilliant, sensual, seductive right here.
Oh, definitely. It was extremely sensual. I, too, noticed that the part about communication and how she was very clear to express her needs, her wants. And you're right, that is definitely very important. I like that this was all about tactile play in, you know, in lovemaking and, you know, sexual experimentation of different brushes, different feathers, silk scarves, you know, to see how it affects, you know, the body. And I also like how in the beginning, you know, it was about the buildup that she was home alone. She was feeling ready or getting ready and waiting for him. And so there was a sense of anticipation. The one thing I did wonder about was the fact that she had him and he seemed to have multiple lovers. And I wondered if she knew about the multiple lovers and it was kind of like an open relationship, but I guess that's just a small detail. But it's interesting because, you know, for some people, open relationships work really well. And so, I thought that was a little interesting detail that he had more than one lover, and it wasn't mentioned that she did, but definitely an amazing sensual rite and very well done. And what do we got next, Naomi?
We have. If I get there, I get there. I'm putting in the comments.
No problem. I did the same thing.
There we go. We have the next one from Forgotten Dream. And, I'll try and give this one a read. My body craves your touch. Heat vibrates from corduroy chest that my head leans slightly against, listening to rhythmic thumping like ocean waves reverberating in Fibonacci spirals. Large palms wrap behind curved back, pulling me closer. When we are apart, distance aches like East Coast West winter. Frigid winds freeze in bones. Icicles hang from half-closed lashes. Fervor churns below the surface like deep waters under a frosted lake. Fingers tangle in concert. Sparks jolt up arms like live wires. Noses touching as I suck in curling steam breath, warmth crackling between smiles, stoking the blooming fire. Night rains, drizzles, stars around us, bodies electric, swarm buzzing kisses, searing from sheet chin, lips melting in a supernova, hands burning to explore topography, blazing new trails around stiff peaks and rounded mounds. Skin sizzles, satiating, erupting hunger with every touch. End poem.
Beautiful read there, Naomi. And what a wonderful sensual rite by Forgotten Dream. You know, this is so... sensual, it's romantic. There's a real strong sense of connection. I think she's always brilliant with her imagery and metaphors. I love the sense of music with the ocean waves and, you know, the sense of connection. And there's a some tender sadness to it within that second part when it mentions when we are apart, distance aches like East Coast winter, frigid winds freeze and bones. But I have to say my absolute favorite parts were the third and fifth parts, with fingers tangle in concert, sparks jolt up arms like live wires, and then hands burning to explore topography, blazing new trails around stiff peaks and rounded mounds. That is extremely seductive and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh yeah, well, I love the you know the last stanza too, and you know, well, all of the stanzas really, you know, from the title "My Body Craves Your Touch" to all the way down, you know, and she even, you know, illustrates that, you know, more puts the emphasis on that, that how much her body craves that his touch when she talks about them being apart, because it's so so powerful, the feeling, you know, the feeling of missing this person. When we are apart, distant aches like East Coast winter, frigid winds freeze and bones, icicles hang from half-closed lashes. You know, I mean, you know, that's really, really powerful. So, you know, that emphasizes the need, that the craving, like in the title, the craving she has for this partner's touch. And so I really, really love this poem all the way through. Just an amazing, amazing write here from Forgotten Dreams.
Oh, I have to agree. Great comment there. And what do we got next?
Okay, next we have a poem from Miss Jessica, Miss Jessica D. I'm just going to pop it in. There we go. So if you can read that one, Pam.
Absolutely. I would be happy to. All right. Touch Me.
There's
by
Frank
Jessica
on the
D.
board.
Yes,
sorry.
Yes, I see them. Good to see him hanging on the board. Very cool. All right. Touch Me by Jessica D. The first few bars of Pisces by Ginger ring out from the kitchen, along with the buzzing vibration of a phone on a marble counter. My heart leaps up before my body, cartwheeling at the sound of your ringtone. Crossing pristine Victorian tiles and dancing steps, I scoop the phone into my hand, sliding the icon up. "Hello, my darling girlfriend," I say in a breathy, excited voice. "Hello back, my gorgeous girl," you reply, laughing a little in that way you do when you're happy. "I wasn't expecting you to call. Is everything okay?" "Everything is fine. I just miss you. Needed to hear your voice." "Aw, aren't you just the sweetest thing?" I coo, cheeks glowing and stretched by a huge smile. That warm feeling is spreading through my chest. I hadn't realized it had cooled until the heat of it returned like a docking sun. I admit, I do have an ulterior motive for calling. "Oh, really? What motive, my love? Look at the picture I just sent you." I tap on the message and my jaw drops open. "Oh, wow, yes, I can see your motive quite clearly." I laugh, emphasizing the double entendre. "Be my hand, Jess. Touch me. Sometime," and many whispered words of passion pass. "I love you, Jess." Smiling, I reply, "I love you too, especially the feel of your fingers curling around my heart." End poem. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Well, the dialogue brought this to life for me, this poem. You know, it's just it's the kind of thing that you would say to your partner there, your lover. You know, the little giggles, the smiles, the, oh, aren't you just the sweetest thing? And then, you know, she just writes it so beautifully, the dialogue between the two. And then, of course, you know, the ending, I love you too, especially the feel of your fingers curling around my heart. Just such a beautiful, you know, romantic, sensual write here by Jessica. You just feel it so sincere and so authentic. So beautiful, beautiful write, Jessica. Bravo.
Oh, I definitely have to agree. It's, like you said, romantic and sensual. And, you know, I like how this brings us into a romance that fits with our modern times. How oftentimes, you know, romances, connections, relationships are often long distance, or both of you are busy with life, and so you got to find time to connect over the phone. I also like that she put in here the back and forth, the dialogue. And Jess always does a great job with that, of adding in enough dialogue to make it interesting and move the story along, but not, you know, overtake the poem. I also really like how she put in the personal details. Like, I know right now she's really into the group Ginger. So I could definitely see that being her girlfriend's ringtone. And I don't know, it had such a tenderness to it, you know. And then, like, there was a tenderness in lines, like, oh, aren't you just the sweetest thing I could, glowing and stretched by a huge smile. And I love that. And then the wonderful, playful sensuality of the picture scent and, you know, the communication of desires. So absolutely a wonderful write, and I'm so very glad that you just was inspired. So very well done. And could you tell my dogs came barging in just as I was finishing up the read to that poem?
No, we don't hear a thing. No.
Oh. Well, good, because even though they're small dogs, to me they sound like a freaking herd of elephants. Like the two of them, just, I got to the end of that poem, and they come barging in.
Yeah, well, every time I put "be right back" on the board, it's because my cat is meowing at the screen door. They come in and eat, and I have to get up and go feed her. So that's all my BRBs there. Be right back. They're all because of her, my cat.
Yeah. Oh, I totally get that. I do. I totally get that. And I would like to welcome Frank to the show. Welcome, Frank. Glad you could join us.
Hello.
Hello, Frank. We were lonely.
Hello there.
Waiting for you.
I'm not going to ask how much lonely you were, but nevertheless, I see you have a poem over here.
Sorry. Go ahead, Pam.
No, go ahead.
What was that you said? I heard you have a poem. I have a poem up. Is that what you said?
Yes, that's what I said.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Yeah, I just put a poem up, yeah, our next poem. Well, did you hear the last one by Jessica by any chance, Frank?
I'll be honest with you, I wasn't able to. I was looking for my headphones there. At the moment, I only heard the comments that were made, but fortunately I was not able to hear.
Okay, that's okay. So I put the I put the next one up, Pam, and I think it's by Weaver of Dreams, and I do believe we have a SoundCloud for that one.
Yes, we do. This is Argentine Tango by Weaver of Dreams, and we have a SoundCloud, so here we go.
The dance begins. The music's tempo sets the tone. A tango with sensual writhing contact from body to body, building sexual tension with each careful placement of feet, turning as they caress the floor. Legs intertwine, the dip and sway continues, slow, then fast. Staccato heels strike the ground. Flashing eyes connect, foreheads touch fleetingly, conveying the wealth of emotion captured in the heat generated. She pushes him away, suddenly afraid of this hold he has. But he knows her. His touch becomes gentle. His hands on her waist guide her back. His strength is in the musicality they share. Tonight seals that bond.
Wonderful read and write there, Weaver. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And just a friendly reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And Frank, let's start with your thoughts.
Well, first of all, I thought it was a fantastic SoundCloud there. I like the narrative. She always brings a narrative, and you could tell in the tone of her voice that she just makes it such a suave. When I hear her read, her poetry, it's almost like a calming, sensation. This poem is obviously a sensual piece, but it's also romantic as well. I like the whole notion of a sensual tango. I think that. It's an Argentine dance, but it's a beautiful. I've seen it before numerous times, and aside from flamenco, it's probably my second or third favorite type of intimate dance. Well, fourth I would say, because salsa would probably be. But this was just a beautiful.
It truly is, and I was glad she wrote to the prompt of a couple dancing. And you're right, she did do a wonderful job with that, the sensuality of dance. So, great comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, you almost can take the tango as an extended metaphor for a relationship, really, or for an encounter between lovers, because it's so sensual, and the push and the pull of the bodies, and they have to be so synchronized, to dance so well together, especially in a tango, and it's so beautiful to watch too. But I just love that, that she pushes him away, suddenly afraid of this hold he has, but he knows her. His touch becomes gentle. His hands on her waist guide her back. His strength is in the musicality they share. Tonight seals the bond, that bond. His strength is in the musicality they share. What a beautiful line that is. And just the whole read also, just amazing, Kate's voice, and just a beautiful, beautiful write here. And like you said, Pam, both romantic and sensual at the same time. So amazing write, and thank you so much for that SoundCloud, Kate. So appreciated.
Absolutely, and you're right. This does work really well as an extended metaphor. So great observation there. I really love the sensuality and the sense of movement in this. I too thought the musicality they share was a great line. I have to say, though, I think my absolute favorite part was that second stanza, with the legs intertwined, the dip and sway continues slow. And then eyes connected, foreheads touch, fleetingly conveying the wealth of emotion captured in the heat generated. Wonderful lines there, beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, I'm trying to find one for Frank to read. I got us. We don't have a lot of... Okay, so I put one up by Damn It Dave. So Frank, whenever you're ready, my dear, you give that a read for us.
This is by, it's a poem by Damn It Dave. It's called Don't Pour, and it goes like this. Touch me in the rain as we dance in puddles of desire. Give to me your kiss of thunder and lightning caress, and I will show you of sensual shuttles. Touch me in the rain, drench me to the skin, hold me until the raging storm is but a memory. Now I am saturated in sultry sensation by the downpour of your passion. End of poem.
Wonderful read, Frank. And what an absolutely beautiful sensual write by Damn It Dave. I have to say, I like that it was not only about the way the lovers touch each other, but about the way the shadows and the rain touches their skin. This has wonderful alliteration within it. And I will shower you with sensual shadows. There's something about, you know, the S sound, obviously, it's a soft sound, and, you know, it works so well. I really like that there's a nice connection from stanza to stanza, continuation that works really well. Another great part of was where it says, and I am saturated in sultry sensations by the downpour of your passion. Amazing lines there, beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, there's something about the rain, isn't there? You know, there's it can be romantic, it can lead to all kinds of poems, but here used so beautifully. Touch me in the rain as we dance in puddles of desire. You know, just so beautifully the opening to this poem. And then he talks about the thunder and the lightning, you know, and then he brings in the sensual shadows. And, you know, then, of course, drench me in the raging storm. So, you know, all those items or all those parts of nature that he puts into the poem makes it so beautiful. But I have to agree, you know, from stanza to stanza or couplet to couplet there, this is you know, just beautiful all throughout. You know, it has a beautiful flow to the entire piece, right? That I really was captivated by. So amazing, amazing right here by Damn It Dave, and a beautiful reading by you, Frank.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you very much there.
Absolutely, and great comment, Naomi. And Frank, your thoughts?
Yes, you know, the whole notion of the rain is a very sensual, you know, aspect of, you know, writing. You know, I often use the rain, you know, the background of the rain for a central piece or a romantic piece. I thought this poem was not only central, but I thought it was mostly romantic. I like the whole notion there of how the rain was captured through the sensuality of this poem. And I like the way it ended there with the sultry sensation, you know, the downpour of the passion there. This is just about the prompts. What I've seen and what I saw before are great prompts, you know, so kudos to both of you. And I just like the notion of the downpour being, it, you know, sensual and romantic. I thought the poem overall was just an exquisite write.
Oh, absolutely, yes. I have to agree. Great comment. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, I have one up right now for you to read, Pam, so whenever you're ready.
Okie dokie, Smokey. All right. Let me just do some adjusting of my screen and my glasses, and here we go. This is Who Can Reach to the Deep of Me by Liquid Mind Forever, and it goes like this. No one can touch me for the crutch be sex. No one stop dial. No fast speed text. No finger can reach in between the breastbone nor malinger in this dead heart of stone. Touch me, touch me, touch me. The cry from infidelity's ghettos of infamy. F this, F that. Just a love bug gone splat. Up this, up that. What, no fizz, all sass, gone flat. Butter me up, buy me flowers, words and lyrics all taste sour. You want to feel me, you want more. Your restless flesh ain't got full bore. Now man, no woman, now man, no woman, nor any sex gland can fill my hunger for truth's holy land. You're no Moses, no brother Aaron. You can't touch me with such gibberish blaring. If you wish to feel me, know me, come deep inside, your Harley Davidson will creep me out, never take me for a ride. The majesty of truth resides out of time. The glory of wisdom ain't no pantomime. Change your expression from depression to confession. The creche of flesh is a fishnet of mesh entwined. Possession nor obsession reaches the utmost divine. End poem. And what a stunning rite with strong imagery and metaphors. And Frank, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm up to, it was a great read, a great rendition there, and I've become accustomed here to her writing. You know, she's an extraordinary writer. You know, the metaphors, just as what you said before, you alluded to, are very striking. You know, the format itself is also unique of hers, but I just enjoyed, the whole notion of what is being described in this poem. You know, when you talk about, when you talk about want to feel, you know, deep inside, you know, it almost felt like it was a bit of an impassioned yearning throughout the poem here. But I thought the poem overall touched the themes that I thought they were very much very empowering and very emotive as well. I thought it was just an incredible ride, you know, and I agree those metaphors at times are a bit just striking, you know, to try to, you know, understand them in the context of what's being expressed. You know, I tip my hat off to...
Absolutely, yes. Great comment there. And, she does express herself in a powerful way. So, excellent comment. And your thoughts, Naomi?
Yeah, this is very, very powerful. And, you know, she comes across as you know, don't F with me, one kind of woman. Yeah, but I mean, you know, more power to her, you know. And this is her style of writing, you know. I've came to know it too. And, you know, she says, she speaks her mind. She says what she thinks. And you know, amazing lines, very creative metaphors, like you said. And, she says it like it is, you know. And great, great write, Liquid Mind Forever.
Oh, absolutely. I have to agree. Yes, this is a strong-voiced write, and what I like is that she took the theme of Touch Me, and she went along the lines of, I'm looking for more than just the quick physical touch. I'm looking for someone who can touch me intellectually, who can touch me spiritually. I really like no finger can reach in between the breastbone or Malinger and this dead heart of stone, you know, and the cry from infidelity's ghettos of intimacy, infamy. To me, you see here the idea of somebody who has been betrayed over and over again. And so their heart has understandably hardened. And so, you know, it's going to take more than just, you know, cheap, like, little frills. It's going to take a real deep emotional touch. And I do like the creche of flesh is a fishnet of mesh entwined. You know, I like the idea that that's the idea of being caught up by actual love, but also gives you the vision of some, you know, sexy fishnet stockings. And so I like lines that create a duality or more of meaning. So beautiful, right, and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, I got one up by My Angel 3, and I'm lost here. Whose turn is it to read? Is it my turn?
It is your turn, yes.
Yeah, okay. I wasn't sure. Good to the last lick, slowly sipping tea and reading Barrett Browning and Shakespeare might work for some people. But he favors a cup of Java, preferably black, and the poetry of a woman's leg, among other body parts. There are places on her that he has yet to touch, spank, caress, pinch. She is like a hot coffee on a chilly morning, her sugar-coated lips, her creamy scented skin, spreading a warmth throughout him as he slowly drinks her in, after which he is going to lick her inch by torturous inch. When he's done, every beautiful inch of her will be all his, because what he licks is his. People chuckle when he says God is his favorite artist, as if Werhol and Da Vinci created coffee and a woman like this within days apart. End poem.
Great read, Naomi, and oh my goodness, what a absolutely stunning sensual write by My Angel 3. And Frank, let's start with your thoughts.
Yes, first of all, that was a great rendition there, great read there. I got to, well, first of all, before I forget, this is the same prompt that I used, so I can understand the poem better here. I thought it was just a delightful write, you know, exquisite language here, you know, and the whole, you know, any mention to Shakespeare really just intrigued me. But I liked the way he personified the woman, you know, in the prompt there, how he described her, you know, being more than just the physical aspect of her ethnicity. You know, he does describe that, but it also encompasses as well this connection, you know, that goes beyond, you know, gender, it goes beyond race, nationality, it goes to the heart and soul of who we are when we connect with someone. So I like the embodiment of this piece here and the way he encompassed this using the metaphors and using the metaphor, of course, of a coffee and the way he just describes her, you know, it seems like it's, there was a cadence to this piece here. It was central, of course, but I also felt that it was just one of these, you know, soothing types of central pieces that you could easily gravitate to it and really, you know, see it play out, you know, in the scene.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I too really liked that, how he described the woman as, or she described the woman as, she is like a hot coffee on a chilly morning. So wonderful observation and comment there, Frank. And Naomi, you did a beautiful read of that. Your thoughts?
Yeah. You know,
I'm not into coffee, I'm sorry, I'm more into tea.
Well, she does have slowly sipping tea there.
Yeah, I know that, that's why.
Slow, yeah, I just love, you know, how she, you know, intellectual this piece is, you know, as well as being so sensual. It's so intelligent, you know, slowly sipping tea and reading Barrett Browning and Shakespeare might work for some people, but he favors a cup of Java. You know, and then the ending, people chuckle when he says God is his artist, as if Warhol and Da Vinci created coffee and a woman like this within days apart. You know, that's just so amazingly well put there. It's just rounded it up so well with the beginning and the ending of this poem. But, you know, I agree with everything that Frank said. You know, this goes beyond, you know, gender and race and everything. It's kind of like a cry for a universal love, you know. And, you know, the way she uses, she is like hot coffee on a chilly morning. Her sugar-coated lips, her creamy-scented skin, spreading a warmth throughout him as he slowly drinks her in. You know, that is, wow, that I love that stanza. So just amazing, amazing right here by my Angel Three.
Yeah, I have to agree. Yeah, that was, so they're very sultry lines, especially in the description of her being like hot coffee. There's also some nice playfulness and delightfulness and humor to it. You know, I really like, I had to smile at it when it says that, the part where it says, after which he is going to lick her inch by torturous inch when he's done, every beautiful inch of her will be all his, because what he licks is his. I like that part. That did make me smile. But yeah, just an absolutely clever write and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm just dying to hear a little bit of Frank. It's time. It's time. We set this place on.
Right.
So I'm just going to pop
that in.
Well,
you're even in the beginning, though.
Oh, yeah. But hearing you again is... so, yeah, and you have a SoundCloud, Frank, so
we'll see
that.
All right, here we go.
Your juicy lips are the sweet intoxication of a Bacardi sip, lingering in my mouth with seductive drops of Caribbean passion. In your erotic eyes ignite the last of an eternal eroticism, muy caliente, as the tropical heat begins to cover us in the sultry sand of our sensuality, releasing the dormant hormones in rupturing our shivering flesh, and our fingers explore every inch of our awakened body slowly. The naked desires of our intriguing mind compel us to continue forth till we reach the carnal climax of our tears as you suck on my fingers. I can feel your nipples blossom with my naughty, nibbling fetish, and my swirling tongue is deeply soaked in the orgasmic erotogenicity of the kisses moist in our lips with a creamy substance making me smile. We run. up against each other, two lovers gyrating hips. Our souls beg for our fingers to go deeper, to the realm of explicit moans, to go where fantasies dare to traverse the erogenous pleasures, and guide us to the secrets of ravenous temptations undiscovered, where our seduction ends within the peaking thrust of the moonbeams in San Juan. It is mi chocolate, afrodisiaco, mi lamer delicioso. You are my aphrodisiac chocolate, my delicious lick, my delicious lick. Ole, ole.
You're wonderful reading right there, Frank. Muy caliente, as always. And and Naomi, your thoughts?
I think it was the Bacardi there. Muffled in the Bacardi there.
Oh, yeah. Yes. More than the Bacardi, let me tell you. And, you know, before I start my comment, I have to know, because I've heard Pam say it, I've heard you say it, I've heard so many people say it, what does mieux caliente mean?
Well, it means très chaud.
Très chaud. Okay,
yeah.
Very hot. Okay, très chaud.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, okay. Now I understand. Okay, yeah, you need a show called that, Mew Calente, or My Touch, or something
there
like that.
There you go, in the future, perhaps. I might even, you know, in the future, I might call in Mew Calente and do a, you know, who knows? I might, you gave me an idea there.
But you know, this is just amazing. You know, I love, you know, the, and our fingers explore every inch of our awakened body slowly, the naked desire of our intriguing mind compel us to continue forth until we reach the carnal climax. And, you know, intriguing mind, you know, it does take somebody that's, you know, creative and imaginative to be a great lover, let me tell you. Because, you know, you have really boring lovers out there. And, you know, it takes, you know, somebody with a great imagination, great creativity, to keep you, well, at least, well, me anyway, to keep me intrigued, to turn me on.
That's why you have to have a sense of passion there, you know, you foreplay and all that, you know. You have to have a sense of that, you know. You know, if you don't have an imagination as well, you're not going to get far beyond the physicality. So there's only so much physicality is going to do for you.
That's it. Maybe with some girls or some women, but you know, not with me anyway. You need that little, you know, that creativity, that imagination, that ambition to go farther and to intrigue me and to, you know, and you know, this is what most of your poems do. They really captivate the attention. They alight all the senses, and you know, just so well written, Frank. And yeah, that's why you're the master. master of seduction and sensuality, for sure. So bravo, bravo again.
Oh, I appreciate that. And it's, I know, just I said before, it's a different poem than the other poem. I used the same prompt with the Paragon, I believe. I just took it as it is, you know. I took it as, yes, I wanted to give a sense of recognition to a black woman, you know. I took it as to mean, you know, Caribbean, because I enjoy, I've been to San Juan before. So memories of that brought me there. But also I wanted to give a tribute as well to the, you know, to the beauty of a black woman. So I took that prompt there, and I just embodied it through this poem here, and give it more of a Latin feel as well, Caribbean feel, a Caribbean feel like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. I do think that's a great thing, and I like how you gave that little nod with the mention of the Caribbean, and even at the end where it says, "You're my aphrodisiac chocolate." You know, it's such a beautiful thing that creation in all its wisdom, or God in all its wisdom, decided to create people of different colors. And I really thought this was just an amazing central rite, brilliant with its use of movement and imagery and connection. I really like releasing the dormant hormones and rapturing our shivering flesh, and our fingers explore every inch of our awakened bodies slowly. And Naomi, you had a wonderful comment there, and I like how you mentioned that how important it is to use your imagination and get creative so that, you know, things don't get boring between lovers. I also really like with this, Frank, not only the physical sensuality, but the idea of the soul begging. Our souls beg for our fingers to go deeper into the realm of explicit moments, to go where fantasies dare to traverse the erogenous pleasures and guide us to the secrets of ravenous temptations undiscovered. I like that this is all about discovering, you know, within those lines.
Yeah.
So beautifully written and very well done.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I had fun doing this prompt here. I have to say once more, I don't know if it was both of you or who in particular, but the prompts tonight were very much very inspiring, I would say, in that regard. And then again, I've said again, I don't need much inspiration there, but nevertheless, it was an incredible prompt for tonight.
Ah, that was all Pam's. Yes, yeah, that was amazing pictures.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad you were inspired. All right, Naomi, what do we got next?
Yeah, well, up next we have another SoundCloud by our Diane D. So whenever you're ready, Pam.
All right, sounds good. So here we go.
Touch Without Borders by Diane D. Between us touches a journey, a voyage without a destination. In a packed, blacked-out arena, we will always find each other. A means to talk without saying, to write a novel without words, to ink your touch onto my quill, then watch the rainbows flicker. From neck to collarbone I tinge, I stain your scent onto my lips. Touch is a currency yet revealed. To touch you is a deja vu oasis. Your touch is an unbridled earth, where dragonflies marry fireflies, a unified world without borders, where love is an untrod footprint. End poem.
Wonderful read and write, Diane. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. You know, I just have to say I adored this sensual rite. I thought it had a really nice flow to it. It had a wonderful romantic feel. I love the idea that this is a voyage, a journey of discovery of touch. I like the phrase, a means to talk without saying, to write a novel without words. I also really liked, and I like this all the way through, but there are certain phrases that just grab your attention, like to touch you is a deja vu oasis. The idea of wanting to be lost in this liquid mirage of somebody over and over again and experience it over and over again, I think it's such a beautiful idea. So wonderful romantic, right, and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, this is just beautiful, you know. You just these lines, wow, they're so creative, so imaginative. You know, your touch is an unbridled earth where dragonflies marry fireflies, a unified world without borders where love is an untrod footprint. You know, that is such a beautiful stanza. Just imagine, like, I love dragonflies and I love fireflies. So I just imagine a marriage between the two, you know, these beautiful dragonflies that can light up. You would, like, wouldn't that be beautiful, like on the water? Just an amazing, the imagery that creates in my mind is just so amazing. So yeah, this is just amazing right here by Diane. I loved every line of it, really, all the way through. So bravo Diane.
Oh, absolutely. I have to agree. And yeah, that is a nice thought, the idea of fireflies, you know, like dragonflies that glow like fireflies just kind of dancing around on the water. I like that. So great comment. And your thoughts, Frank?
Yes, I thought the poem was remarkable. It's very stunning. You know, some of these metaphors are just stunning with the, you know, the one you mentioned there, the deja vu, you know, deja vu oasis. I like the fact that what, you know, the glowworms or the fireflies, they, that was beautiful as well. I like that concept there. But I thought this whole poem was very much endearing as well. The music was great in the background there. Her reading was exceptional as well. She just made it seem like I was there, just, you know, observing there. It's just a beautiful poem, you know, and that first line really, really told me much there, you know, between such as a journey. It is indeed, you know, when you are essentially with a person there and you feel that connection there, you know, touch is the magical, you know, connection that we have as humans, you know. We connect perhaps afterwards deeply, you know, with our inner selves, you know, once we get to know that person. But the first thing that connects us to that person, you know, physically, is the touch itself. So I just thought it was a remarkable poem and a great poem.
Absolutely. I have to agree. Well said there. And Naomi, what do you got for us next? Are you on mute, Naomi? Uh-oh. Okay, can you hear me, Frank?
Yes, I can hear you. We could carry on until she comes back. I don't know.
Oh, she said be right back, and she put up Betty Page, so it must be my turn to read, I'm guessing.
No, you know. There you go. The mic is yours there, my dear.
All right. And this is I Crave Your Touch by Betty Page. And it goes like this. Wrap your arms round me. I crave your touch so sweetly. Embrace me with love. Caress all my curves. Taste the salt off my lush skin. Come, love, do me in. Twist your tongue in mine. Erotically make love. Gazing in my eyes. push me on your bed. Never let me run away. Make me want to stay. Hold me tight all night. Lay my head next to your heart. Hypnotized with love. Our bodies press warm. Let our heartbeats pound and sink while we're making love. You got me so high. I can think of nothing else. I'm focused on you. Completely love-struck. I'm mesmerized by your charms. I melt by your voice. Dazzle me sweetly. I'll listen to all you say. Please stop close to me. Please stay close to me. Cuddle up. Hold me. Start staring up at the night sky or watching Netflix. Love passionately. Spending time just you and me means so much to me. I need of none else. I just want to be near you throughout all my life. End poem. Oh, now that one is not only sensual, but definitely tender and romantic. And your thoughts, Frank?
Well, first of all, that was a great read there. And I have to, it would be me if I didn't say muy caliente. the poem was a beauty. I agree, the poem was just I've heard, and I actually heard Betty's voice for the first time, and I've communicated with her several times, in her writing, I've become somewhat worn to her custom as well to her writing, and it's just remarkable. I mean, she has such a way of writing, expressing, in particular, central poetry, that it only seems so visceral, it only seems, so intimate as well. This poem is no exception. There is that endearing sensuality in this poem, this sense of yearning here, the sense of wanting, It almost seems like a begging sensation, but in the end, it does get me to the point where you have that romantic, intimacy expressed there with, the cuddling, the holding, watching Netflix. I don't do that much, but I can imagine what that would be. And I like the way the poem ended too. It ended with a sense of endearment in this poem. It was just it was sensual, but as well, it was, as what you said before, it's very, very romantic as well. Just a very intimate poem. It almost feels like I was, observing another poem here. Where you get that notion that you're actually there, just visualizing everything that's been, mentioned there. And she did a great job with this poem. Hopefully we can get her on the show again, and she can call in and explain, I guess, more better than I could, her inspirations for her poetry.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, this is, like you said, it's beautiful. And Betty does have a wonderful voice for, she can sing. She's got a lovely reading voice.
Oh, I've not heard that. I've not heard her sing, so now now you've got...
Yeah.
I've not heard her sing. I've heard her read.
Okay, yep. She gets really good at reading and singing. She's done parodies before, so... Not too often, but I've heard her a couple times for a rhythm and rhyme show. And I really enjoy the sensuality of this, especially caress all my curves, taste the salt off my lush skin, come love, do me in. And then the idea of the mention of, cuddle up, hold me, staring up at the night skies or watching Netflix. The idea that it doesn't really matter what we're doing, as long as we're spending time together. And she really wraps this up nicely when she says, I just want to be near you throughout all my life. So this isn't a quickie. This isn't an affair that's just going to be brief. This is a connection, a lifetime connection. So I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I have to agree with you on that notion there. I can say really briefly, this type of poetry, when you experiment like this, well, not experiment, but when you have, a deeper feeling to it and you share this, you write this, it's just really, I actually have to commend her as well. Not everybody shares this type of intimacy, and express it. When you do sensuality,
times we tend to go more sensual than romantic at times. But I like that connection, you know, both the sensual aspect and the romantic aspect of it. I like the way, you know, she expressed it, you know, as if it was something intimate or personal.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Well said there. And I'd like to welcome Lou to the show. So welcome, Lou. Glad you could be here.
Hello. Hi, Pam. Hey, Naomi. Is that Weaver?
It's Naomi.
Frank.
Naomi's here. And Frank.
Naomi. Hey, Naomi. I don't know who's on in Frank. Hi.
There we go. Does that mean I leave and pass the baton on to Lou?
Oh, no, no.
No.
And your kid, Lou, did you get a chance to
hear Betty's poem or read it?
I wasn't able to hear it, but I was listening to the comments, and while I was listening to the comments, I did look over this poem. I really found this poem very well written because when you crave somebody, you know, you just can't wait to touch them, to feel them. I really love this stance here where she says, twist your tongue in mine, erotically make love gazing into my eyes. Oh, my gosh, when you're kissing somebody like that and you're looking at their eyes and their pupils are so huge, it just looks like the galaxy stars, you know, because of, you know, the way how your eyes can water. I also liked where she talked about how their heartbeats would pound in sync. I also liked the simplicity of a relationship where, you know, to me, this is what I like. I mean, a lot of people like to be wined and champagned and dined and stuff like this. But I like the cuddle up, hold me, staring up at the night skies or watching Netflix. Oh, I mean, what a way to spend a night with your love.
Absolutely. Great comment, Lou. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, anybody that can go from taste the salt off my lush skin to a night watching Netflix and make it sound so awesome, well, she's a hot book.
Am I the only one who doesn't watch Netflix?
No, I watch Netflix.
So I don't watch it at all.
You're not?
I don't watch it. I don't watch it. That's what I'm saying. Am I the only one who doesn't watch it?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I don't know, Frank, but...
I must be missing something here tonight, then.
Maybe I ought to look into it. It's affordable.
I'll have to check that out afterwards. Now.
But we're so much more fun, so stick with us. Stick with us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I was just saying, you know, this is a really, you know, Betty Page, she just has this way of writing that's just so captivating and so amazing every time around. And, you know, I'm jealous because I never heard her voice or I never heard her sing. So I would have, you know, I was always curious to see, trying to imagine her, you know, her voice. So, yeah, so that made me kind of jealous. I want a SoundCloud, Betty Page. But, yeah. amazing poem here by Betty Page again. So bravo,
absolutely.
Bravo.
Great comment. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Yeah, well, I have a poem from one of our newest members that just joined us, Skunk Woman. So, yeah, I know she said that she'd be listening tonight. So, Lulu, if you'd give us the honor of reading that for us. I just put it up.
Okay, thank you. And this is titled The Dance by Skunk Woman. Let our bodies entwine as we move across the floor, spin me round and hold me close, gently kiss my neck. This is a dance. You lead, my love. I'll follow your direction. Tell me what you like. You move in such a way, I'm at your beck and call. Kiss my upper back. Push my back against the wall. Press against me, exploring with your hands every inch. Wrap my legs around your waist as you lift me up off the ground. Dancing is like making love when it's with the right companion. End poem. Wonderful read there, Lou. And what a beautiful, sensual write by Skunk Woman. I'm glad she was inspired. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I just love, you know, the tell me what you like. You know, tell it to me. That's there's something just so sensual when you have that that kind of connection there with a person, and you know you can tell them just exactly what you like, and it's so sensual too, you know, just to hear those words, tell me what you like, you know, whisper to you. That is just such a turn on. And you know, to be against the wall and be pressed against, you know, and wrap your legs around a person as you're lifted up. Just amazing imagery she created here in this poem. So bravo, Skunk Woman. Amazing write indeed.
Absolutely. Great comment, Naomi. And Frank, your thoughts?
Well, Naomi, are you asking me what I want? I would want to be drenched in wine.
I know my wine.
There you go. I just had to answer that. You seem like you were asking there. This poem was, you know what, this poem could have had, you know, easily had some flamenco or some salsa in the background. And this was just in a very central piece. But I like that whole notion of the poem just being gravitating, because I was looking at her notes in the bottom there. She said something about she's a trained dancer. So my ex was a dancer as well. So I do agree with that. You have to have chemistry. You know, once you have, and dance, the dance itself, regardless of what it is, and particularly these types of dances, they have that sensuality where you just gravitate. It's almost like your soul is attached to that person and your body's there with the just along with the ride. It's like a magnet. But I thought the poem of it all was just a fantastic central piece, and I really liked the way, well, first of all, the read was with exception of Eddie, and you always do a great job there. I don't think you need any motivation, and it just comes natural for you. But I thought the poem was great.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
I was going to say before I already said it before Muy Caliente, so I don't know if I can say it again there, but if I can, I'll say it again, Muy Caliente.
It is definitely one of those nights to say it more than once, that's for sure.
Oh, there you go.
So,
I do apologize there, Pam, if I take it away from you. I know it's yours. I mean, I just get on.
Not at all. Not at all. It's just great fun. And wonderful comment there, Frank. And Lou, you did a great read of that. Your thoughts?
You know, I really enjoyed this poem. There's nothing like dancing with somebody, you know, when you're so close to each other and you're moving your hips and your hands are sliding up and down their back or their thighs or around their neck. And, you know, to have somebody that is, you know, I'm not talking violently, but somebody who is passionately aggressive, who wants to show how much they want you and to just literally put you up against a wall and then just start exploring with their hands. Oh, my God. And I agree with Naomi. That is one heavy turn on.
I better be on my watch there. With both of you there, both of you.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comments, everybody. You know, I really like how she took the dance picture because it works so well with her personal life. As Frank pointed out, she mentions that she is a trained dancer, you know, and that the idea that, that people have to have, you know, a chemistry and together, both for dance and for for relationships and lovemaking. You know, and this is wonderfully sensual all the way through. I like that she didn't, you know, it's definitely just kind of a delicate and yet hot at the same time. I really like gently kiss my neck. This is a dance. You lead my love. I'll follow your direction. And as Naomi and Lou pointed out, the part about push me against the wall, wrap my legs around your waist, if you lift me off the ground. That's just wonderful, seductive lines and very well done. And I look forward to, of course, reading more of Skunk Woman in the future, and I hope sometime she is able to call in and read her own poetry and join us on a show. And so great writing and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, I have one for Frank to read by one of my favorite poets, Swan Song.
Ooh. All right, this is a poem here by Swan Song. It's called If We Were Going to Dance, The Time Was Now. And it goes like this. We both knew the rain was going to stop falling, thick clouds, purple with heavy mist, drooped low over the prairie. The car rode slowly down a gravel road in the middle of farmland. An old barn with its loft and barrow roof leaned heavy from its long, hard years. We had driven for miles, your thin, warm fingers strumming on the top of my hand, and on the edge of my upper thigh, where the world seemed to be tied together. Your supple skin and dove-like neck consumed my thoughts every mile, and I wanted to touch you in that deep ember way that a man wants to touch a beautiful woman. Next to a small pond where the crickets were rubbing their legs to make music, in the shadows of napping ducks drifted, in the cool black as I pulled over and looked into your deep, questioning eyes. If you were going to dance, the time was now. I took you by the hand as we stepped out. Next to a wheat field bordered by grass, the blanket fluttering in a gentle summer wind and spread out where the soil was soft and had some give. There we joined together, keeping deep, a flash of heat streaming through our bodies, with button by button open to show firm breasts with huckleberry nipples, pointed, erect and hard. The long white dress felt away in the wind, and the sweet sweat of naked skin glistened off your young bodies. At the sunflowers in full bloom watched, would not turn their heavy yellow heads. The first heavy drop plummeted on the ground, followed by the hall kicking up little pieces of dust till the rich soil was wet. By then our rhythm had become one. We ignored the rain as it mixed with our own lathered sweat and muffled our carnal groans. The first flash of lightning rippled through the deep mist funneled by thunder shooting through our spines. Rising to our knees, we tasted one another, mixed with water, while our own storm spread the shower of needed passion. End of boom. I apologize.
Great.
I think that's my neighbor's dog in the background, if you heard that.
No. I did not. But, a wonderful read.
Took me a little bit out of concentration there because the dog in the background, I apologize. I thought it was heard. You said you didn't.
No. But, wonderful read. And such a beautiful story write by Swan Song. I really enjoyed and appreciated it. And Lou, your thoughts?
I thought that Frank did a beautiful read of this poem. It's just a passionate day of youth. being in the sun and, just writing and being with that person you love, sharing that day with them and the beauty that's around you. And then to finally taste that beauty and that passion that has been rising. You know, I really thought this was, the first heavy drop plummeted on the ground, followed by the hoard kicking up little pieces of dust until the rich soil was wet. By then, our rhythm had become one, and we ignored the rain as it mixed with our lathered sweat and muffled our carnal growth. I just can't imagine just being around that surrounding and then just smelling the rich earth, smelling the pheromones of the person that you're making love to, and in this environment, and then with the cool rain on the hot lathered sweat. Oh, my God, I bet that felt good.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'll drop a bucket on you, Nod.
Oh, man.
That was a beautiful poem.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it is absolutely beautiful. And I like that part that you picked out because it was particularly sensual. So great comment.
Mm-hmm.
And Naomi, your thoughts?
Well, I just love Swan Song. The way he writes about nature, he always incorporates nature into his poetry in such a sublime way. There's the imagery and, not only imagery, but the emotion that you feel from these lines, I take the one there where they said, the long white dress fell away in the wind and the sweet sweat of naked skin glistened off our young bodies as the sunflowers in full bloom watched and would not turn their heavy yellow heads. What a way. He always has this way incorporating nature into everything. And that was just, that was just stunning. And right down to those last lines, like rising to our knees, we taste at one another, mixed with water, while our own storm spread the shower of needed passion. Just beautiful all the way down, just a stunning, stunning piece here from Swan Song. So, bravo, bravo.
Absolutely. And you're right. He has wonderful use of imagery and a lot of emotion within his right. So excellent comment. And Frank, you did a great read of that. Your thoughts?
Yes, I do apologize. I know you said you didn't hear it, but I did. It threw me off a bit. I thought this poem was very sensual, deeply sensual. It was also very impassioned. The line, really, in the beginning, it stuck up to me with the one where he says, that in that deep ember way that a man wants to touch a beautiful woman. I think, when we get beyond the sense of love, and we are with someone because we are in love with that person, then the whole, this whole chemistry, it's just, whether it's, inner, physical, metaphysical, it just connects, man. You just have this type of chemistry that really just goes beyond the physicality. But, you just know it's sacred to a certain extent. You know it's just there. It's not comparative, to other persons there. So in that regard, I really did like, just when my phone said, okay, I really like that notion of what he describes there. But there's a particular line I can't help but gravitate, and that was from the line where he talks about the firm breast of huckleberry nipples pointed erect hard. I think I'm thinking about Louie there with that, like, the war there. That is really, really erotic. That's really erotic there. There you go. That's a great poem.
Well, I hope the purple will be colored because of use.
Oh, there you go. Well, hock up there. You can't go wrong with that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I like Huckleberry was a great choice of color.
Yes.
I like that. Yeah, it's really
it's great
energy out there. Yes, exactly. Yeah, I like that there was something so down to earth about this. The idea of the gravel road in the middle of the farmland, and as Lou had mentioned in her comment, the smell of the wet earth. You know, mm-hmm. It all pulls together to create a scene, you know, and as Naomi said, he puts, you know, nature imagery in here. There's something so nice about the idea of, like, you know, rubbing someone, like, you know, spending time next to somebody as the crickets play their music and the ducks swim in the pond. And, I like the imagery in this. I like the sensuality. I like how there's a build up to it, and as it gets more and more passionate throughout, the first flash of lightning rippled through the deep mist, followed by thunder shooting through our spines. What wonderful line, beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, I put one up for you by Moon Baby, one to read by you, Pam, whenever you're ready.
All right, so this is Come On Babe by Moon Baby 805, and it goes like this. So I'm almost begging you to touch me now. Our bodies meet, and I can feel you throughout. My body jumps as I'm fully aware. You take your hand and softly start stroking my hair. I can feel the sweat as it drips like rain from the heavens, keeping our eyes locked in, seeing all of your expressions. One touch from you and I'm on a sexual high. It's like watching all the stars fall from the night sky. I can't think about nothing but us two. I think I'm going to keep you in my view. So come on, come on, come on, babe. I will let you do anything to me. I promise that I will behave because I remember that promise that I made, and I will not let you regret that you stayed. End poem. And what a wonderful write. And Naomi, your thoughts?
You know, what came to mind was, first of all, was a lyrics to a song, you know. At this, you know, it was the flow of it and the repetition. Come on, babe. Come on, come on. You know, it was like, you know, lyrics to a great sensual song here. And yeah, I just love, you know, the so many lines in this. My body jumps as I'm fully aware. You take your hand and softly start stroking my hair. That's another thing that's such a turn on for me, you know, when somebody strokes my hair so softly, you know. You know, amidst a lot of other things, you know,
mm-hmm.
So that's another one. And yeah, just a wonderful ride all through here by Moon Baby 805 that I haven't read, I don't think, yet. So, you know, amazing to see this poet here and get to know her. So amazing, amazing piece.
Absolutely. It's always good to see new names. And you're right, there is a great lyrical quality to this poem. So, excellent comment. And, Frank, your thoughts?
Yes, I thought the poem was extraordinarily romantic. It was sensual, deeply sensual, but I thought it was very much romantic. I like the whole notion of the touch here, what this whole night has been about, touch, you know, and how we can explore, you know, our sensuality through the chapter of touch. And I thought this poem was remarkable. I really like the notion of just, you know, being attached to someone, you know, your bodies coming together, you know, that notion of, you know, the sweat, what Lou was saying before, the rain, you know, this is just it is somewhat erotic, but, you know, I wondered now, is this just what Netflix is about? I asked, since I don't watch Netflix, is this what Netflix is about? Because if it's like this, yeah, and I think I'm going to have to join, I'm going to have to sign up if it's this. No, I'm just joking there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I did enjoy this. I have to say, first of all, it was a great reflection off of the, the song by The Doors, Touch Me. But it also kind of had a Marvin Gaye song type feel to it, you know, whole sexual healing type feeling, and I like that.
Is it sexual healing? Is that a song? Isn't that the song? There's a song called Sexual Healing or something like that.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Yep. There is, and. But yeah, I really enjoyed this. I thought it kind of had a playfulness to it with the touches of the you know, and the communication between the touch and the eyes. You know, keeping our eyes locked in was a wonderful line. So beautifully written and very well done. And Lou, your thoughts?
Yeah, you did a perfect job in reading this, Pam, and enjoyed this song by her. It's very lyrical in its movement. I did see that she also said that she was thinking of The Doors. But what I liked about this poem is where she said at the ending, it says, because I remember the promise that I made and I will not let you regret that you stayed. So there is already that electrical charge there. When you call somebody and you make a promise or you tell them when they come back, you've got something really good for them, or you send them a text, something like that, just to let them know that you are craving them and you want them. And then, you know, to have that when they show up and that right there, you know, like it says, keeping our eyes locked in, seeing all of your expressions. Oh, my God, expressions are so hot. The way the face flushes when you're teasing and you know something's happening, you get that look on your face of temptation and you know, you know, it's just like a piece of fruit. You just can't wait to bite into it. Oh, yeah, this was really nicely penned.
Oh, absolutely. I really like what you had to say. Yeah, I really like what you had to say about the ending there, the little bit of peace, mm-hmm. the promise made. So excellent comment mm-hmm. there. And this has been such a wonderful show. If we do have any carryovers, I'll bring them on to my next sensual show. I want to say, of course, thank you to Naomi, as always, for being such a wonderful co-host. Great show. Thank you, and Lou, for calling in, to Robbie for hanging on the board. Thank you to everyone who wrote for the show, is listening now, or will be listening later. We truly appreciate you all. Thank you to Fill My Eyes for all she does in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And
thank you as well for asking me to read that mm-hmm. poem. I took it a moment for me.
Well, good. I'm glad. I'm really glad. And you know, and join us in about a half hour from now for Headliners Ball with Jeremy F., where we will be headlining Naomi Sarah and Emiliano.
Okay.
Have fun there.
Have a good night, everyone.
Have a good night. Love you guys.
Have
had
fun,
a great
Naomi.
Time. Excellent poetry.
Buenas noches.
Bye-bye. Buenas noches.
Besitos a todos.
Good night,
guys.
Good night. Good night, everyone.
Take care. Have fun, Dan and Naomi. Have fun.